Again, Erev Shabbos, everybody. It's time for our Erev Shabbos party. We turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Covered Shabbos, it's not Friday. Everything we do today is the Covered Shabbos Kodesh. It's not Friday, it's Erev Shabbos, and we are turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank our sponsor of the series, our dear friend, Menu and Supporter Fishman, the Schutz Vachai Rivka Bas Supporter Fredo, and the memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh, Yechono Lavroch and Mishama Sherev, and Aliyah, the Covered Shabbos Kodesh. Aye Shabbos. We have a very special learning today. Very excited to share with you the Covered Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is coming any minute. Here comes the siren. Here it comes. Time to get ready. Countdown has begun. Don't rush. Be ready. Be prepared. Come in peaceful. Come in ready. The Covered Shabbos Kodesh. Here it comes. Covered Shabbos Kodesh. We meet each and every Friday afternoon, 10 minutes between candlelighting time, before candlelighting time here in Boca Raton, in order to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to share with you today a beautiful, beautiful learning from Rav Avram Shor, the son of the Or Gedaliah. Rav Avram Shor, great Rav in New York, the Nezer Gedaliah, Rav of the Beis Medrash, Nezer Gedaliah. And it's on this week's Parsha, but it's not connected. So if you're not listening to Parsha's Kisisa, if you're listening later, you'll still enjoy. So please listen. In our Parsha, we have an encouragement. We have a reference to observing Shabbos no less than three times. First, Ach Eshabsosai Tishmaru. First of all, why is it the plural? Shabbosai. There are two components to every Shabbos. There is the physical rest, the physical abstinence, the physical refraining from labor. But then there's the spiritual creation. We have manufactured, we have created a spiritual result, a spiritual consequence, a spiritual rest of Shabbos. The two dual components, that's what the Gemara means. If we would only keep two Shabbosos miyad nigalim, if we'd only keep the two aspects of the one Shabbos, on one calendar day, on one Shabbos, but if we would be committed to fulfill both aspects, we would be redeemed. Shabbososai, why the plural? We spoke about it in our Parsha class. Ach! Ach comes to be memaet. Ach comes to eliminate. What is Ach teaching? It was in our WhatsApp group this morning. Ach means to remove, to eliminate. Ach es Shabbososai tishmoru. You want to really keep Shabbos? Ach! Remove the rust. Take away the layers. Take away the blockage. Take away the apathy and the indifference and the complacency. And wake up! Be energized, be on fire. Shabbos is not the relief of the end of the week. Shabbos is the beginning of the next week. Shabbos is the goal. It's the tachlis, the masa bereshis. It's what we've been working so hard for. So, ach, es Shabbososai tishmaru, number one in our parsha. Number two, ushmartem es ha-Shabbos, observe Shabbos. And number three, v'shomer b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. So the Sfas points out, Shabbos is three times mentioned to us. Three times we are encouraged to observe Shabbos. Why three times? Says the Hilgas Vasemes, says the great Gera Rebbe, Ksivkan Gimel Pa'amim Shmir Shabbos, Remez L'machshava Dibor Umasa. Because we observe Shabbos, we live Shabbos, we fulfill Shabbos, we are B'bechina Shabbos in three different realms simultaneously. B'machshava, in our thoughts, in our mentality, in our attitude, in our perspective. Can we not wait for Shabbos to end to get back to the weekday? Or can we not wait for the end of the weekdays to get to Shabbos? In our machshava, do we put on a different mindset? Do we put on a different Shabbos ponim? Do we come in relaxed and tranquil and serene? Have we prepared a Dvar Torah, a conversation? Have we prepared a provocative thought or a great story? In machshava, in dibur, our speech, we don't talk about that stuff on Shabbos. We don't talk about work, and we don't talk about the weekday, and we don't talk about the small things, the narishkeiten, the kleinekeiten. We don't speak about the small things. Shabbos is a time for greatness and for great things. We aspire, and we have drive, and we have ambition, and we debate, and we converse, and we connect, but about big things, not small things. Bedibur, in the way that we speak and what we speak about. And then finally, says the Sfas Emes, B'maisa, in our actions, we put on Shabbos clothing, we prepare for Shabbos. The way we eat is different than our ordinary eating. It is an eating which is l'kavod Shabbos. Hashvisi b'shloshtan, the way that we rest, we abstain, we refrain, the way we refresh, we renew, we rejuvenate, is b'shloshtan, is with all three. Three psukim telling me how to observe Shabbos, because one is speaking to the head, and one is speaking to the lips, and one is speaking to the world of action. Says Rav Mishor, and this is completely connected to the idea of the three levels of the soul, the neshama, the ruach, and the nefesh. Observing Shabbos b'machshava is speaking to our neshama. It's not measurable, it's not discernible. Nobody can see it on the outside. But in our machshava, in my mind, and in my heart, in my soul, I'm a totally different person. I'm transformed. My face reflects it, but it's really something internally inside my neshama. I am observing, I'm feeling, I'm connected, I'm living Shabbos. I'm living Shabbos. Ushmartim as Shabbos b'chinas dibur. Dibur speech is ruach memalala. The Torah tells us we became a ruach memalala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us an animated being. What was the soul? Ruach memalala, he gave us the power of speech. And ushmartim v'asisim, ushmartim ze mishnah. So therefore, all three. V'shamru l'asos ha-shabbos hu asiyah. So therefore, the three correspond with the ruach, the nefesh, and neshama, the three layers or aspects of the soul, and that we observe Shabbos in our thought and in our speech and in our action. So v'mashen is baruch shmir arishona. What is the first one? Ach ha-shabbos osai tishmoru is remez l'shmira b'machshava. What comes first? What comes first is my mindset, is my attitude. Not, ay vey, Shabbos is coming. Ugh, another Shabbos, I have to disconnect. Ugh, another Shabbos. No, Shabbos is coming. My mentality, my attitude, my personality, my passion is directed towards Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. So the first that I have to transform, the first that I have to elevate and change is b'machshava. What is my attitude? And what is my approach? And who am I when it comes to my observance, when it comes to Shabbos? And we need Hashem's help in order to be able to achieve that. That is the very first one. But then Rav Avmishor continues. These three components to how we connect with and observe Shabbos also are reflected in the three time periods of Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, Friday night, Hashmira Ba'asiya. I've set the table, I've showered, I've gotten ready, I make the kiddush in order to sanctify the day. Leil Shabbos, Friday night, is my observance, my connection to Shabbos in the world of action. Yom HaShabbos, Shabbos morning, Shabbos day, Shabbos Shal Matan Torah, Shmira B'Bechinas Dibur. Shabbos morning, all my long davening, Shacharis, and Musaf, and my learning. Shabbos Mincha is Shabbos L'Asad Lavo Ata Echad U'Kedusha HaMachshava. And then I'm able to get to a place where at Shabbos Mincha, I could sing in a lights out Shalosh Shudas. I don't even have to speak. I can sing a tune that doesn't even have words because it's all happening inside me. I'm changed. I'm different. I'm walking out of Shabbos a different person than the one who walked in. Shabbos Kisisa Tavshin Pei Aleph. Do you know what the Shabbos means? Do you know that 1 year ago we shut down the shul? The Jewish world, the organized religious Jewish world, shut down a year ago this Shabbos. It was Parshas Kisisa. It was right after Purim. It was Friday a year ago that we had to make the heart-wrenching decision to shut down the community. A year ago. So, b'machshava, to be transformed from Shabbos, the ability to go to shul, to learn, to daven, to answer, to sing, to congregate, to gather, safely, distance, mask, but to be able to do it, what a bracha. And I walk out of Shabbos a different person than the one I walked in, b'machshava, in my mind. Friday night is Shabbos in action, Shabbos morning is Shabbos in speech, and Shabbos mincha is Shabbos in neshama, in machshava, in my thought, in transforming who I'm going to emerge as on Motzei Shabbos. When I make Havdalah, I come out, and I come out a different person than the one who came in. And our job Friday night, asiyah, get it right. Set the table, be dressed, have the Dvar Torah, sing the Zmiros, say L'Kavod Shabbos when I eat in the world of action, get it right. Shabbos morning, B'dibur, daven, slowly, methodically, sing. It's in the world of speech. What do I talk about? Am I engaged in learning, in elevating topics, and enriching subjects? and Shabbos Mincha? Am I contemplative? Am I thoughtful? Am I extracting from Shabbos and being transformed and changed forever? Forever. And then he ends, and with this we end. Says Rav Avraham Shor Shlita, in our generation, many people bemoan, many people say, it's so hard to be entirely holy or sacred. It's hard to be consistent. We're fragmented, we're divided. We can be good, we can well behaved, we can be holy in small doses. But legamrei, all together, everything, all my thoughts, all my actions, all my speech, it's almost impossible. Says Rav Mishor, I've got great advice. I've got a suggestion. State in the Gemara in Kedushin, Dav Zayin tells us, Im Adam Mekadesh Afil Chelik Mbehema, Im Udavar Shanashama Tliyaba Amrinan Pashta Kedusha Bekula. If you sanctify only part of an animal, it depends which part of the animal. If it's a part of the animal that the animal needs in order to live, and you sanctify that part, you sanctify the animal's heart. You sanctify the animal's lungs, you sanctify a part of the animal needs to live, then it's as if you sanctified the entire animal. Our brain, our mind, is something that our soul needs. The brain has to be operating and working. We're not weighing in on the status of brain death. But the brain has to be operating and working in order to be alive. So if you immerse yourself in Torah, and you think in Torah, if you think holy thoughts, and you think aspirations for holiness, if we sanctify just our thoughts, then it flows from there. It filters down from there. Shagam kol ha'adam niskadesh ayidei zeh. Afilim b'yemos ha'shavu ha'zakash l'harbi anashim. Even all week it's difficult. We're being divided. We're being stretched by our technology and our responsibility and our work and our tasks. Avayesh lana matana tova v'shabbos shema. But God gave us the most incredible gift. It's called Shabbos. Asher az yachol kol echa l'niach ha'samoach shel ha'kula b'torah. And we can be entirely immersed, marinated, saturating in Shabbos. All week long, I'm really divided. I'm not really anywhere I am. I'm over here, but I'm really over there, and I really need to get done this over there, and I'm really on there, and the technology is pulling me over here, and the beeping, the buzzing, the vibrating. I'm everywhere. But Shabbos, I have the ability to be where I am. I can immerse myself. B'machshava, I'm truly present. I'm truly there. And therefore, if I'm able to be truly there, whatever in my thoughts and my brain, it filters and it overflows, and that gives me the status of having that, not only that Shabbos, but that entire week. And so as we enter this Shabbos and we think about the messages and the charge of Shabbos, the three psukim, they correspond with Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. They correspond with the ruach, the neshama, and the nefesh. They correspond with the world of transforming our attitude and who we are in thought, in speech, and in deed. And when we do, when we walk out, when we are done, when we exit Shabbos to re-enter our week, we are absolutely and categorically different people than the ones who walked in. I want to encourage, we're going to end on Zoom. This is the last week on Zoom, so you can come on Facebook Live or YouTube Live. If you're watching on YouTube, please take a moment to subscribe. You'll be notified in real time every time we go live. So please, just hit that subscribe button, and you'll be notified in real time every time we go live to learn together, to live together, to grow together, to be inspired together. If you're on Zoom, please come on YouTube Live next week. You'll be able to follow the week. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Lo mishraye Shabbos, lo mishraye Shabbos. So everybody, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. The countdown has begun. Shabbos is going to begin. Shabbos is ready. Will she find you ready? Shabbos will be ready. But will she find you ready waiting for her? Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Here comes the siren, and it's time to go get ready. Shabbos, Shabbos, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, a holy and a heilige Shabbos.